You, my friend, are listening to the Happy Hearthstone. This episode is brought to you by listeners just like you. Thank you so much, Brett R., Barbaric Yop, Wicked Good, Aaron W., Mr. Jones, Trevor Y., Avantes, Matt at Arms, and oh yeah, Major Death, Boticus, Not Robbins, Orochio. I get to meet you this week, and I can't wait. Consider joining this great family and supporting the show and getting some great perks for yourself over at patreon.com/thehappyhearthstone. Hello and welcome to episode 145 of the Happy Hearthstone, the longest running Hearthstone podcast in the history of space and time and cars. This is a nice little dramatic pause there, huh? I'm your host, Andrew Brown, and I'm a little giddy this week. I'm a little bit out of my mind because I'm really, really excited. And I hope that you are too, no matter what your plans are for this week. This is a big one. We are gearing up for BlizzCon 2018, so I am so excited to bring to you today a very special BlizzCon prediction episode of the Happy Hearthstone. I'll explain that a little bit later, but this is going to be a truly exciting... Well, no, I'll explain it now. Whatever. You're listening to the show, right? I've assembled a crack team from the past year of guests from the Happy Hearthstone. I put out the word, and I gathered all of their predictions together here for you to listen to. So if you are super excited about this week like I am, and you just can't get enough of all of the, is this going to happen, and what's the expansion going to be, and blah, 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 well, this is the show for you. So really excited to bring you this whole week. So let's talk about why I'm happy first. Well, I've got a cup of coffee here, and it's really tasty. It's just a little bit hot. And I'm going to BlizzCon! So I'm kind of losing my mind about that. Obviously, I'm excited about that. And I can't talk about BlizzCon, though, until I talk about what is right before BlizzCon, and that is Con Before the Storm. I know I've talked to you about it a little bit on here before, but I want you to hear it straight from the great people who are creating it. So check out this message from Ro.
BlizzCon 2018 is quickly approaching, and so is the 6th annual World of Podcasts presented by Con Before the Storm and Medieval Times. With well over 55 different podcasts expressing interest in participating, this year's World of Podcasts will include content taking place before, during, and after Con Before the Storm. The entertainment begins on October 28th at 4 p.m. U.S. Pacific Time with a Warcraft-focused Pod Before the Con, followed at 7 p.m. with a Pod Before the Con previewing Con Before the Storm and covering all Blizzard franchises. These two panels can be heard live at twitch.tv/conbeforestorm. The core of our World of Podcast programming will be recorded on the fourth floor of the Anaheim Hilton, taking place during Con Before the Storm from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. U.S. Pacific Time. This event is entirely free and open to the public, so if you're in the California area, do consider joining us. All of these panels will be available on the podcast feed for World of Podcasts shortly after the conclusion of the event. We'll wrap up our coverage of BlizzCon with a podcast recorded from Anaheim on day 2 of BlizzCon at 2 p.m. U.S. Pacific Time, which we'll also post to the feed as soon as possible. We can't wait to share this gathering of voices from throughout the Blizzard podcast community with you. Make sure to follow at World of Podcasts and at ConBeforeStorm on Twitter for news and updates, and for more information, visit ConBeforeStorm.com.
It is truly going to be a fantastic time. If you are in the Los Angeles, Anaheim area this Thursday, you had better plan on being there. I would love to meet you. I hope you'll come out and be a part of the Hearthstone panel. I'll look it up at what exact time that it's happening because I'm not thinking about times. I'm just thinking, I really do know when. Need to know when to be there, though. So I think it's 7:30, but I'll leave that for that. Whether you're coming to BlizzCon or not, this is a free event. I was talking to somebody actually on Reddit who was wondering about that. You do not need to go to BlizzCon in order to be at Con Before the Storm. In fact, that was my original plan when I was planning this out several months ago, was to just fly out for Con Before the Storm and head back. So no shame at all if that's what you get to come out for. If I lived in the area, that's probably what I would do, honestly. It's going to be a really fun time. time and a great chance to connect in real life. Yes, 7:30 p.m. on the fourth floor of Anaheim. Again, we're going to have Adam from Around the Hearth, Storm Rage from Blizzlet, Ridiculous Hat from Coin Concede, Kevin Ellis from Hearth Casual, Espo from Legend of the Innkeeper, Chian Man V from Value Town will be leading us, and Garrett Weinzerl from The Angry Chicken will be there as well. And I hope that while the website is loading, that it isn't holding off anyone. I know Zerotio from Hero Power is going to be on the other end. They'll do, I think it's called The Storm. And it's a podcast after all the announcements have been made. So he'll be there with us as well. And I know Boticus is going to be there from Coin Concede. Oppo will be there as well. So that whole host realm will be there. It's just going to be a great time. So please, please, please come out. Completely free and a lot of fun. Cannot wait for that. And then, of course, BlizzCon is happening. So since this is disrupting my normal content creation schedule for the week, I want to give everyone a heads up. So today, really excited, special prediction episode. On Thursdays, I usually post a piece of Patreon exclusive content for the patrons who are $5 or above. What I'm going to do instead of that, because it's even tough to make something in advance of that day, because that's the day all the announcements are going to be made. So you're going to want to be paying attention to that, not whatever I make. So what I'm going to do instead, Patreon has this really cool app for creators called Lens, and I haven't used this yet. It is unabashedly a Snapchat ripoff. So I'm going to be using that to send you all updates and stuff throughout the week. And that's going to go out to anybody who's supporting the show on Patreon at any level. I believe that you'll be able to find those updates at patreon.com/thehappyhearthstone. I don't think that you have to actually download the app yourself, so I hope that I'm not speaking out of turn, but I will be posting updates for patrons because I love you all. You guys make the show happen every single day, and I hope that that's a good fill-in during a time where it's just a little bit awkward to create content. I'll be sharing all the crazy one-offs and pictures and stuff. Now, if you're not able to support the show on Patreon, totally get it. Be sure that you're following me on Twitter at @AndrewIsLiving. I'll be posting some stuff on there as well, especially all the meetups with the other podcasters and stuff like that. Cannot wait. And then I've got something special lined up for the episode next week. It's kind of banking on things going forward a certain way. No secret dev interviews, unfortunately. I didn't get a media pass for this one. Hope maybe in the future that'll happen. But I do have a special friend who's going to join me, I think, for this episode if everything goes according to plan. So you can look forward to that. Definitely be sure to check out the opening ceremonies also, because they're free to everyone on Blizzard's Twitch channel. And I think they're streaming it on Facebook also and a couple other places. You can find all the details over at BlizzCon.com, obviously. But so excited about this week. I'm going to soak it in and enjoy it, but I'm hoping to create some great stuff for you all in the meantime as well. Let's talk about the news really briefly, because just today they finally gave us some details around what you can expect from Hearthstone at BlizzCon. There are no secret messages encrypted in this update. So any hopes of, you know, figuring out what the new expansion is or any other announcement they might have, like, you're really going to be scrambling to try to find something on here. But some really exciting stuff for everyone, whether you're going to be there or not. Make sure that you log in this November. This Friday, November 2nd. I'm just so excited, guys. Can you blame me? Come on. But this is exciting for everyone. Friday, November 2nd, log into your Hearthstone account, and you will get a golden star aligner and a golden secret plan. That's pretty generous. That's a golden epic and a golden common. And secret plan, I've actually been playing in a secret hunter list, so that's totally playable. Star aligner? I don't know about that, but it's a golden epic. So it's actually a really pretty animation. I hadn't seen it before this. But definitely log in during that day. Cool that they're doing this. It's thematic as far as stars aligning and having a secret plan, you know, for the announcements and stuff. I don't think there's anything to read into. I think they're just kind of poking fun and all of that. It could maybe like an astronomy thing. No, secret plan doesn't go with that, but who knows? Maybe there is a hidden message with them. They will meme us on a whole other level, though, because really they are just kind of at face value. Fun things about, you know, the new announcement and stuff. And then on Saturday, November 3rd, be sure to log in because you'll get a free Boomsday Project card pack. So it's just It's just nice to get a free pack. So Friday login and then Saturday login. If you have multiple accounts on different servers, be sure to log in on all of those as well. And there's no auto login if you're attending in person. So be sure. I'm sure that you will at some point pull up the Hearthstone client on your phone, but definitely be sure to do that. And then they go in depth about some of the developer panels. And by in depth, I mean just kind of mention them again. They did give us some more details. There's a Hearthstone streamer showdown going on Friday, November 2nd at 5:45. This is only for people who have a virtual ticket or are there in person. And it's going to be Trump, Ali Straza, Brian Kibler, Kriparian, and then the Hearthstone developers, Josh Derica and Keaton Gill, who you also may know as Chalky. And they're going to be doing sort of a, it seems like a win, lose, or draw. It's a drawing competition to see who can guess what, you know, their which card or hero or something like that. So it should be fun. It really is going to be just pure pure enjoyment. I don't think there's anything hidden there. But maybe they'll rip off of some of the new stuff too on that. And then Saturday, November 3rd, there is a single or a solo adventure panel. It was called something more full, like puzzling dungeons and witching hours or something like that. So they just mention it again. I really do think that this shows us that there is something big happening for solo adventures. You know, it's they say they're going to delve into the past and the future, but how much are you really going to be able to talk about the past when you've got this panel for an hour? I'm unfortunately going to have to miss this one because my flight back is a little bit early because it was going to save some money on hotel and flight and all that stuff. So, but I will probably be watching this while I'm en route to the airport. So, looking forward to that. And then the artists for Hearthstone are going to be on display at some point, talking about the process behind crafting the card packs for the latest expansion. So that should be fun. Of course, the HGG finals are going to be going on. You'll be able to watch all of those over at, the finals will be on twitch.tv/playHearthstone. That'll be fun. And then they have a live streaming schedule. So some notable names from this, Nicolina, Ali Straza, Regis Kilbin, Kibler, Disguised Toast, who else on here? Trump, it's Hafu. And then honestly, there were a lot of names I didn't recognize on here. But if you're interested in seeing all those, they will be streaming on their respective channels, but they'll be streaming from BlizzCon. They've got a special setup for those streamers. So that's pretty cool that they're doing that. And then there's a few other things. They will have their Duel of Dev up again. I will definitely wait in line for that. I don't remember if they like give out some kind of card back or something for that. I don't think that they do. That'd be cool to be able to say that you actually beat a dev. But it'd be fun to meet someone at least on there. And then they've got meet and greets with Kibler, Disguised Toast, Ali Straza, Trump, Kriparian, and the winners of HGG. So very cool. Be sure that if you've got your virtual ticket that, or if you're going to be attending in person, but especially if you're in person, download the BlizzCon 2018 app. That's just going to be way too helpful. And if there are things that come up, changes and stuff, they can just beam them straight to your phone. I've got it downloaded and ready to go. So you can find the link to that whole blog post with even more details over at the show notes at thehappyhearthstone.com. And the only other mention I wanted to make real quick with the news is that my good friend Deck Tech did some awesome interviews at a local HCT event with Just Sayin. And I don't know how to pronounce this guy's name. It's C-H-E. I'm just going to say Shay. He is he's the head of Hearthstone Esports, essentially. And I read through that today, and Deck Tech did a great job asking and kind of getting feedback, hearing more behind the scenes, kind of what they're up to and where they're at with that. So I'm going to include links to those in the show notes as well, because you really should read them. And Just Sayin has just done such a phenomenal job this year. It's great to see him getting some notoriety, and awesome, Deck Tech, that you had the chance to do that. I know we talked about a little bit the episode that he was on. So let's take a sponsor break for our faithful, fantastic patrons. I don't take it for granted that you guys decided at some point, whether it was recent or maybe even a year ago when I launched the Happy Hearthstone Patreon, to become a part of this family, to support the show financially, and to be a part of really seeing it grow. And it's just no small thing. Some of you who are newer listeners may not know that when I launched the Patreon exactly a year ago, this show was coming out every other week. Every cost associated with it was coming out of my pocket, and it was just a labor of love. And honestly, if I were still in that place today, I would still be making the show, and it would just be a passion. But the fact that so many of you have decided to go all in, support the show, be a part of the family, and want to see it grow, you've been able to create margin for me so that I can create more for you. So creating weekly shows, I absolutely love being able to do that. I know many of you, you give specifically for that reason, because you want to see this show every week. So I cannot thank those of you enough who are a part of that. For those of you who have not yet done that, I would love to invite you, especially as we're jumping into the second year now of the Happy Hearthstones Patreon, to become a part of the family there. Starting at just $1 a month, you can get shout-outs on the show. And at $5 a month, you can get exclusive access to content that I'm creating, play sessions, deck breakdowns, conversations. In fact, I know many of you are going to want to hear my predictions for BlizzCon 2018 this week. I created the exclusive content this past week with six things that I think that we could see from Hearthstone at BlizzCon this year. So if you're interested in even seeing that, I haven't mentioned this in a while, but the way Patreon works is you essentially kind of get a free 30-day trial. So whenever you sign up to give, it won't kick in until the first of the next month. So you can sign up. You can look at all of the content that's been created, especially at that $5 level. You'll unlock all of it. You can check it out, watch it, and then you can figure out, like, is this stuff that would really be helpful for me going forward? Is this a show I really want to be a part of? And then you can make that decision over the next month, whether you really want to be in or not. So if you'd like to see those predictions, I'd love to share them with you. Just head on over to patreon.com/thehappyhearthstone, and you can be a part of creating this show that we all love every single week. All right, so our main topic today, BlizzCon 2018 predictions. I already gave you the heads up that I put out a call to everyone who's been a guest on the Happy Hearthstone over the past year, and wanted to see what they all thought about what could be expected at BlizzCon this year. This is something actually that was done a few years ago on the show, and I love this tradition. I really want to make it an annual thing because I think it's a lot of fun to hear from people that you've gotten to know from the show over the past year, and also just hearing from a bunch of different great voices in the community. So definitely want you to enjoy this, and I don't think that's going to be a hard ask because it's going to be a lot of fun. So I present to you the Happy Hearthstone guests of 2018 and their BlizzCon 2018 predictions.
Hi, this is Typical Tyrant from episode 113 of the Happy Hearthstone. The big thing I'm excited for that I'm going to predict we will 100% hear about is the new expansion coming out for Hearthstone. I'm crossing my fingers that it's Naga related. It looks a little awkward, so I'm going with that. But I would just like to see Lady Vash as a card in Hearthstone. I think that would be a really cool legendary minion to have, lore-wise. Bold hope, more than prediction probably, but I hope we see a little bit more of a mix-up with the Evergreen set. I'd like to see more cards like Nourish or Preparation maybe leave the game for a little bit. Mix it up, have some room for design space to get more exciting tools from Blizzard. But too many ramp cards with a card like UI, I think we've seen might be too powerful. Although I don't think it's overpowered right now. We've seen cards like Preparation really define the game. So it'd be cool to maybe see some cards leave, maybe some cards return. However Blizz wants to do it, I would like to see a mix-up in the Evergreen set. I think that would keep the game really fresh and exciting.
Greetings, listeners of the Happy Hearthstone. This is Grant, a.k.a. Watchman from Velen's Chosen. At BlizzCon this year, I predict a Trolls and possibly even like a Rogues-themed expansion. And by extension, I'm hoping for a new Troll character as a hero portrait. Maybe even a hero card, who knows. I'm also hoping for revisions in the ladder system and possibly a reveal of the new format to play the game. After all, they table the tournament mode, and I'm just kind of looking to see what else they had in mind. Anyway, happy BlizzCon, everyone. Good luck on the ladder, and remember, not all who wander are lost.
Hey, this is Daring Alkaline from the Daring Reporter podcast. I was on episode 127 of the Happy Hearthstone, and Andrew asked me to give some predictions about BlizzCon 2018. So I have big hopes for BlizzCon 2018 and Hearthstone. Everyone's a little down on Hearthstone right now, but I have a good feeling that after BlizzCon, we're going to get some real big hype going. I feel like we're going to get a new play mode announced, a new way to play Hearthstone, maybe another arena type format, but maybe more like a sealed draft. So I'm interested, or maybe just having a Brawlseum year round, which I think would be awesome. And I think we're going to get a reveal on mechanics for the new set. And I think I'm going to make a prediction that the new set will be focused around trolls. So here comes a mechanic called Voodoo. And I don't know what it's going to do, because I don't know how you do that voodoo. But that's my prediction. And Andrew, thanks for taking my input.
This is Algren from Guardians of the Hearth. I were our guest at the Happy Hearthstone on episode 144. I'm really hyped for BlizzCon, and I think that we will not be disappointed. I'm jealous of Andrew and others that will be there, but I will be benched for the opening ceremony at home. When I look into my squiring bowl, I see a brand new expansion. What a shock! What I gathered from the BlizzCon reveals in the past. They like goofy and cute things, and I do think it's time for Murloc versus Pirates. How epic would that be? Death Knight cards will rotate out next time around, and we have gotten two new ones this year of the Raven, so I think we will get the next seven now to have a complete set for the whole expansion year, to try them out alongside with the old ones until they disappear with the rotation. Furthermore, in my squaring bowl, I do see new single-player content. This is a really great hype thing for BlizzCon. A story-based mode where we will choose different Hearthstone characters and go through some challenges for each, which will give us lore from each character. I think it will be a mix between puzzle labs and dungeon runs. My last prediction here will be a new competitive structure. I hope for a league system with several divisions and former leagues, like Overwatch League or even Pro League from StarCraft. I think it will give more entertaining games when you can prepare for your opponent and gives a lot of opportunities for mind games. This was my prediction. Algon out.
Hey everyone, Deck Tech here, Hearthstone writer, Twitter aficionado, and special guest on episode 140. Go back and check it out, it was lots of fun. And I'm going to be going to BlizzCon, and I'm super excited this year because I think the surprise that nobody's expecting, my bold prediction, is that we're going to see the return of Ben Brode. Not in any sort of official capacity. I think he's pretty happy with what he's doing with his new company, and they got funding and everything. That's really exciting for him, and I'm happy for him. But we do miss him, and I know he still loves Blizzard and probably misses some people over there, so I think he'll show up as an attendee, maybe wearing some sort of costume disguise so he doesn't, you know, detract from the event or cause too many issues, get too much attention himself, like celebrities do at Comic-Con stuff, but he'll be there, and he'll reveal himself afterwards, or he'll just laugh, and everyone will know he's there. And I'm looking forward to it.
Hey guys, it's Red Knight, and my predictions for BlizzCon 2018 is there's going to be a new hero on Overwatch. We're going to get the new set, hopefully, spoiled. And also, I'm predicting, as sure as many of you also are going to predict, that there's going to be some kind of official Hearthstone League system thing announced at BlizzCon 2018 as the big Hearthstone not new content item. So that is my bold predictions so far. I also think it is possible we will get some kind of winter-themed hero. And yeah, guys, that's my predictions. Hope you all have a good time watching the show at BlizzCon, those of you who are going. Hope you have a good time. And Andrew, of course, man, have fun, dude. That's going to be awesome. Peace.
Hey everyone, this is Rod Johnston from the Tier 5 Podcast. I was on episode 111 of the Happy Hearthstone, and I am here to give you my thoughts and predictions for 2018 BlizzCon. Well, so this is what I'm going to get into. I need a serious new game mode. The tournament mode has been canceled forever, and this kind of sucks, but I hope there's something coming that's going to kind of take that place. They're obviously going to announce a new expansion. It's the last expansion of the year, so I hope some crazy stuff happens. It should be pretty dope, but I don't know. I hope they need to really, really hit this one out of the park to keep people interested like myself. There's going to be some new single-player content, and I hope it's something super original like the Monster Hunter was last year. But I'm not sure. And I am confident they're going to announce the Hearthstone League with the recent cease and desist orders, a.k.a. the you can't be named anything close to what United Hearthstone League was named. I'm assuming that's coming somewhere. And I've been hearing rumblings around Twitter from people like Orange and like calling people teammates, and people are getting off of big teams like F2K. So I really think that this is what's going to happen. There's going to be a Hearthstone League kind of similar in concept to what the Overwatch League is. So I think that's coming. I'm not 100% sure, but if they pull something out that's going to kind of replace tournament mode and gives me reason to come back, I'm going to be really, really happy. And I want to see some solid cards. So those are my predictions. Hopefully they come true. And thanks for listening to the Happy Hearthstone.
Hey everyone, Navilis here from at WhatTheDeckHS on Twitter. Andrew has asked me to give you my 2018 BlizzCon Hearthstone prediction. So I'm going to give it to you. Because the set symbol looks to be a little swampy, a little watery, looks like there's a magic orb or something like that could be a treasure, there's some planks in the background, I am going with my prediction as Pirates versus Murlocs. The Pirates have either hidden a treasure in the Murloc Swamp and want it back, or there's a treasure in the Murloc Swamp and they want to get it and the Murlocs don't like it, so they're not going to have any of that. I know it sounds crazy, but come on, let's be honest. Hearthstone's pretty crazy, and this would be kind of right up the alley to go with this type of storyline for the new set. As for my other predictions, I would like to see more cosmetics from hero portraits to card backs to different things you can do with your decks, maybe different things you can do with the board. I don't know. That'd be really cool that if you can kind of make Hearthstone look more like your own style. Also, I would like to see integrated. My prediction is that we'll see maybe like not a deck tracker, but a stat tracker, I would guess, to see your like win losses, kind of like how you see how many wins you have with each hero, but you see like win loss rate and other things like that and match history. I think that'd be really great for the game. But those are my predictions. So let me know what you think. Andrew, let me know what you think, and I'll talk to you all later.
Hello, Happy Hearthstone listeners. This is Bodicus. I was on episode 109 of the Happy Hearthstone. Andrew has asked me to do a quick little recording to give some predictions about what we think is going to happen at BlizzCon. I'm really excited to go this year and excited to see what they announce. I assume that there's going to be a new set, and I think that the set is going to finally give us what we've all been waiting for, and that is a banana-themed expansion. I can't wait for this year for them to give us finally, you know, the community's been needing this. Bananas are just the perfect theme for the new set. And we all know that, of course, with a banana-themed expansion, you have to have a hero card of King Mukla. And so I'm so excited to see this get announced at BlizzCon. I think it's got to be close to 99% chance that this happens. And really excited to see hopefully some other things get announced. But thanks so much for listening and have a good rest of your day.
Hey, it's Wicked Good. I'd list what episode I was on, but we'd be here all day. So, so you want a prediction, right? I mean, I could say we're going to get a new expansion, but that's not much of a prediction. That's kind of a guarantee. And I, as far as the theming, I don't know. I'm not, you know me, I'm not enough into the lore to try to decipher things from colors and circles. Like, that's other people's area. So let's kind of think about this, right? Because every year we've kind of just gotten a new expansion. That's it. Last year we got a dungeon run mode, but that was something that we knew was coming, sort of, because we were getting single player content, and we knew that single player content was coming. So that was kind of expected, but we had never gotten anything else. And I think this year is different. And the reason I think this year is different is because we just had Magic Arena go into beta. We're having Artifact go into beta before the next expansion's due out. And Blizzard has to know that the community is getting a little bit antsy. And I'm being polite. So here's what I'm thinking. And this could be off the wall. This is my bold, probably incorrect assumption. Or prediction. Whatever you want to call it. So, they can tournament mode, right? Like, that's a lot of code that they clearly had working. They had some form of it working. They showed it in beta. It probably was pretty rough, but they had something there, right? And, obviously, the tournament mode itself probably got a lot of scope creep. They went off in a direction that they shouldn't have gone in, and we know that was not what people wanted. But sometimes what happens, and this is me speaking as a developer now, sometimes what happens is that you can kind of salvage a piece of a code that was working and package it up a little bit differently and ship it as a feature. So this is my bold prediction. I think we're getting a ladder or some sort of an in-game mode that's going to let us do best of five. I think that's kind of a no-brainer. I'm surprised it hasn't made its way into the client yet. And there's a lot of reasons to do this. One of the reasons is that it will facilitate esports. Even just having that in the client as a friendly challenge to start with is kind of a big deal for esports, because it will allow them to actually like lock in three decks and play out a whole challenge without having to do the things out of client that you need to do, which lets you do things like lock in a deck ahead of time. I don't even know if you necessarily are going to get a ban with that, but that's the kind of thing that needs to be done. But and it also helps practice groups actually practice a best of five. But I think that it also could lead into a new ladder mode. And I think that's what we're all looking for, is a different way to play for when you've kind of gotten to the limits of what ranked ladder is right now. Maybe not necessarily the limits, but certainly like you've done it before, you've gotten to legend. There's enough of us now that fit that criteria, that you're looking for a new challenge, but it's hard to get yourself into the tournament scene if you're not someone who's an elite player. And there's still no real analog in the client to experiencing like the best of five format within esports, like what you see in HCT and stuff like that. So that's my prediction. I think we're going to get best of five in some format. Maybe it's not at BlizzCon. I'm not going to say I think we're going to. I hope we do. And that's going to be my bold prediction. Also, more turtles. All right. Hopefully, we'll see how this ages. Probably about as well as the rest of predictions I do on your show. I'll have fun at BlizzCon. I will talk to you soon. Bye.
And that is all of them. So thank you so much again to Rod Johnston, Algoron, Red Knight, Boticus, Wicked Good, Deck Tech, Typical Tyrant, Navalis, and Watchmen for submitting those. Seriously, I was trying to keep myself from laughing out loud at some of them because they were so brilliant. And also, many of them, it sounds like maybe Murlocs and Pirates. I would love to see that expansion. So we'll have to see what befalls us this year. Hope you are looking forward to that. Again, if you want the details for BlizzCon, head on over to blizzcon.com. And Friday, November 1st, just be ready. It's going to happen. No questions this week, but we did have a review on iTunes, and I wanted to celebrate that and read that for you. It's from Leech Guy. The title is Exactly What I Need, and it's 5 stars. And it says, this show always delivers on what I need to hear each week. Sometimes you don't feel like playing ladder. Sometimes you don't feel like playing at all. But anytime I listen to the Happy Hearthstone, I always leave feeling rejuvenated and ready to be the best at this game that my time allows. Andrew is an amazing host who always has fresh angles on how to make the game more enjoyable and how to be better no matter your skill level. Man, Leech Guy, that means so much. Thank you. I'm really glad that this show is able to help you to improve mentally and in the game and outside the game and everything in between. So thanks for listening. Thank you so much for leaving that review. These iTunes reviews mean a lot, not just on a personal level to actually read the feedback and stuff, because that means a lot on its own. But for other people who are looking for a Hearthstone podcast to listen to, they'll look at these first. And the way that iTunes works, it puts podcasts up on the basically on what they're what a user is offered when they're searching for something based off of those. So thank you so much, Leech Guy. For anyone who has not yet left a review, please take the couple minutes it takes to do that. You could even do it during the opening ceremony. Okay, this is how I'm going to get into your head this week. During the opening ceremony, if you have not left a Happy Hearthstone podcast review, it is time. So while you're listening and celebrating whatever Overwatch has going on this year, open up the Apple Podcast app on your phone, search for the Happy Hearthstone, or find it from your subscribed podcast, and just leave a quick review on there. It would mean the world. It doesn't take very long, and I would love to read that next week. So cannot wait to read some more next week. All right. You need a card of the week, don't you? And I've got a really fun one for you. So here we go. I've been looking at metas of old, the strong and weakest decks. Undertaker only buffs attack. Giggly Inventor takes a hit. Ancient of Lore draws one card. And Mana Worm costs 2. And frankly, I just don't know what I should do. Ixar said, where do you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? Wanna see patches charge forever? I promise you it won't be bliss. Murloc's buffing the whole board. Tuskar gets Golem gifts. Honestly, what do I want? It's one card that I won't miss. I want Kingsbane to not exist. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh, I want Kingsbane to not exist. Do-do-do-do-do-do. 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 Oh, I want Kingsbane to not exist. Do-do-do-do-do. Okay, that's what I got. That might be a little bit strong of a standpoint, but let's talk about Kingsbane real fast. One mana legendary rogue weapon from Kobolds and Catacombs, right? One attack, 3 durability, and it has a death rattle. Shuffle this into your deck. It keeps any enchantments. You might say, Andrew, I'm not seeing Kingsbane much on the standard ladder. Well, that's because you're playing the standard ladder, my friend. And many of you might know I've actually been playing more wild this month. This is definitely the most wild that I have played in an entire month. And I actually got up to rank 5 the other day. I buffed it up to rank 4. I have not yet won a game at rank 4, but I've gotten up there twice or 3 times. And Kingsbane Rogue in wild is quite another beast. Because in Wild, you've got stuff like Cold Light Oracles. You've got stuff like Tinker's Sharp Sword Oil. You've got, what else is there? No, Shadow Step is still in Standard. I feel like there's one other big player on there. But Kingsbane Rogue is just so, so powerful. And the big problem with this card to me, if you don't know, many of you who are like, preach, brother, you get it. So I'm not talking to you. But if you're like, what's the big deal with Kingsbane? The real issue comes with Leeching Poison, which gives Kingsbane a lifesteal for the rest of the game. And the problem is once the attack for Kingsbane gets to like 5, 6, 7, you're able to heal for that much every single turn. So if you're playing Kingsbane Rogue and your opponent has a big buffed minion, it doesn't really matter. You can just delete it with your Kingsbane and you will retrieve the damage. Oh, by the way, Doomerang, which is still a card, that deals the lifesteal to the one minion. And then you get it back in your hand, you can still attack with it. So it's honestly, to me, like, especially the games that I've played against it, if they get what they need, it's just no longer a game. Like, unless you have got a one-turn combo to kill them, you don't have a chance at winning. And I haven't been playing any OTK decks. So I've run into Kingsbane, Rogue, and Wild 4 or 5 times. So it's not like it's overrunning the thing. But I know my buddy Rod over at Tier 5, he has been banging on the drum that we just need some kind of counter to this. Because currently, there's no way to silence a weapon. There's no way to delete the weapon or something like this. And Kingsbane, which has indefinite value in the game, continues to return, continues to get the buffs. By the way, Valir of the Hollow will copy any buffing cards like Deadly Poison that you play or something like that. So the attack for this just can get astronomical, and the game is basically over at that point. So some people have argued that it's good for this to exist because it can make sure control decks don't get too crazy. I will concede that that's a good point. But it's still, I just don't enjoy the, and I think all the polarity conversations we've had, this is a very polarizing deck, where the decks that it plays well against, it plays so well against. Really, the only chance of beating it is just getting hyper, hyper aggro. And I think I was playing an aggressive deck. What was I playing? I was playing Odd Rogue, actually, against Kingsbane Rogue, and I was not able to beat it, like, at all. And it was very, very sad to me. So, The song was more for fun. I'm not, like, really upset at this, but I was like, man, if there's any card I could talk about right now, it's probably that one, because it's just it just creates an unfun experience in Wild. So we'll see what the future holds. We'll see if maybe this next expansion, we'll see something that does counter it somehow. Maybe steal your opponent's weapon. That would actually be a really cool mechanic. I would love to see that. And then all the Kingsbane Rogue players would really be upset, unfortunately. But I think it'd be cool, because that's a neat tech, and it would, you know, unless you're playing a Kingsbane Rogue yourself, actually, you probably would put that card in your Kingsbane Rogue deck in case they did that, or in the mirror, then you just get double value. So it doesn't fix the problem, but at least it feels better to me. I don't know. We'll see what happens. So let's go ahead and wrap up this show, because we've got too much going on with BlizzCon and all sorts of fun. So thank you so much for tuning in. I want to remind you, as always, that you are the happy Hearthstone. This podcast exists for you. It's sustained by you. As I mentioned before in the sponsor break, it really would not be what it is today, especially without the support of our patrons. So thank you so much to those of you who have been giving, especially since the beginning. And for all of you who have joined in the past month, 2 months, I really, since it started, it means the world to me. And of course, special thank you goes out to Red Knight, Risen, and John M. for being producers of the Happy Hearthstone. Every single patron matters. And you three are just a shining example of what it means to truly throw all your weight behind this show. So I'm truly humbled every time I get to thank you on this show for making it what it is. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. I hope that you three are just psyched about BlizzCon and excited for what's about to happen with Hearthstone. We'll see exactly what that is. And if you're in a place where Patreon may not be the right step for you, that's okay. Would love to point you towards supporting us over on iTunes with a review. Only takes a few minutes. It's completely free. Or even joining our Discord community. We've had a lot of great conversations going on there, and I'm anticipating even more as BlizzCon makes all of the, or as we hear all the announcements at BlizzCon and stuff. So be sure to check that out. For links to that Discord or anything else mentioned in this episode, go over to thehappyhearthstone.com and check out the show notes and all the other links to all the other great stuff. You can follow me on Twitter at @AndrewIsLiving. Email the show at thehappyhearthstone@gmail.com if you have any feedback, or if you'd like to be a guest on the show at some point. I would love to have you. All right, that's all I can say. So the next time I'm talking to you on this podcast, we will know what the next expansion is. We will know if it's Pirates versus Murlocs, or Ninjas versus Murlocs, or Mer Ninja versus Mer Pirates. That could be a thing. I don't know. Or if it's something else altogether. And don't forget about Calm Before the Storm. I will be posting the Hearthstone panel in this feed as well. So lots of great content for you coming up. Gosh, I feel like I should keep going, but I really should stop. I'm way mega excited. If you are going to be at BlizzCon, I will say this. The worst message I could get from you after BlizzCon has happened is, oh, hey, I saw you, but we didn't get a chance to talk. Please don't do that. I really, the all the announcements and the excitement and meeting the celebrities and stuff is going to be fun. But my number one thing is going to be making memories with all of our community within the Hearthstone podcasting scene, the Hearthstone scene, and then Blizzard in general. So the relationships are really why I'm so excited to go. So I would love to spend some time getting to know you better and sharing a game or a beverage or whatever the weekend might hold for us. So really cannot wait. So please, if you're going to be there, reach out. I will be the one towering above everyone else, maybe wearing a Colorado Rockies hat because it's the only hat that fits my ginormous head. And I'll probably be wearing my Velen's Chosen hoodie because I got to represent while I'm out there. Although it might be too hot. I'll definitely have it on hand, though. So definitely come and say hey. And if you're not going to be at BlizzCon, but you wish you could be, please hear me on this. I will enjoy it for you. I will create content for you, and I will not take it for granted. And you will be missed. All those things are very true. So from the bottom of my heart, it feels like we're like concluding an era because the new expansion is coming. So it's just going to be so much fun. So hope you have an amazing week. Cannot wait to see you on the other side of this expansion and this BlizzCon. And that's all I got. Thanks again for visiting the Happy Hearthstone and having a little fun with us. I will see you next time.